views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Questionable Conversations Radio, with Dr. Glenna Rice on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you a busy parent? Are you deeply invested in your personal health and success? Questionable Conversations Radio is a space that explores different parenting methods, examines healthier lifestyles, and explores what else is possible to guide you toward a successful career. Is your fast-paced lifestyle draining all of your energy? Join Dr. Glenna as she shares her motherly wisdom, offers her expertise in body transformation, and gives insights on her personal experience as a successful businesswoman. The answers are in front of you. All you need are the right questions. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Glenna Rice on Transformational Talk Radio. This is a Questionable Conversation show, and I've got a really exciting show for you today. I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite modalities for my body on the planet, and I've got the most amazing guest here. My guest is Emily Russell, and she is actually the worldwide global coordinator for Access Bars. I've known her for quite a long time. She's an amazing woman. She does amazing PR and handles all sorts of stuff with the bars and knows everything there is to know about this conversation we're going to have. So I'm so excited to be here. She's also an Access facilitator, as am I, and is facilitating classes around the world and facilitates bars classes and is a mother of three, or not three. I'm a mother of three. She's a mother of two.
I hope not.
Not yet. No. She's two beautiful girls who I have met and adore and think are wonderful. So hi, Emily. How are you?
Hi, Glenna. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that we fit this in all the holiday time. When you asked me, like, would you like to come on and talk about Access Bars? It's also one of my favorite things in the world. Like, I don't know how I would be and live and create without them. And so I love talking about it. So thank you for having me.
Oh, I love saying, yeah. How would we be and create without them? I had my bars run the first time like 14 years ago, and it changed my world. Well, first, maybe we should let the listeners know what we're even talking about. For those who have never seen the show, never heard about the bars, don't know what Access is, what are we talking about when we talk about Access Bars? What are they?
So Access Bars are it's the first like core class in Access Consciousness. And like you said, it's a type of body work or modality, and it is different than anything I have ever come across. It's 32 points on the head that you touch really gently. It's not, you're not manipulating anything. It's you gently touch these 32 points, and basically it gets you out of the way of you. So all of the limiting stuff and junk where you feel stuck, your points of view, beliefs, around all these different areas just get to go away. Like anything that's not you goes away with total ease. You don't have to figure stuff out or dive in like in a therapy and talk about stuff. It's just this gentle release and dynamic release. So gentle, gentle touching and dynamic change.
I know. It's so interesting to talk about it because I've tried to explain the bars many different ways for years, and it's never... Yeah. I can never really get across what this is in words. Maybe we can have a go at creating more of that during this conversation about it.
Yeah,
which Emily's talking about, it's 32 points in the head. Like literally there's points here and there's points here, and there's points here, which just touching them now, I'm like, oh, when do I get my bars run next? And it relaxes you. It can change pain. It can change stuck points of views. Gets rid of addiction for some people. There's so many things that changes, and it's different for everyone, which why it's so hard to really explain to people when, if you haven't received it yet. But we have.
Yeah.
The bars. and I would love to know, I've read your story about the first time you had your bars, and I would love for you to share that if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And since I do so much parenting stuff, it's even better because you talk about your birth of your child and that too. So go for it.
Okay. So yeah, I had no idea what access bars was. So if you're listening, I had no clue. I was at the time I had two little girls. My youngest one was, gosh, the first time I got my bars, I think she was 6 months. And we had had, I was teaching yoga a little bit on the side, but besides that, I didn't explore lots of other modalities really. And I had had a home birth, or sorry, not home birth. I'd had a natural birth with my first daughter. And in my world, I had gotten it totally right. Like I didn't take drugs and it was this beautiful natural experience. It was wonderful. And so when my second daughter was born, we had planned a home birth. And it did not go that way at all. She flipped to breech right before I was pushing and they didn't know. And then it was like, we're at home pushing and they're like, oh, sorry. You're gonna have to go get a C-section. So, you know, we rushed to the hospital, which at the time I had made all of that really wrong. You know, I had read these certain parenting books and books about birth and really thought I was ruining my child's life if I didn't have this natural, perfect experience. So having all that resistance, I ended up creating just that. So we ended up going to the hospital and there wasn't time even to do an epidural. So they actually had to put me totally under. And woke up and they were like, you guys are both lucky to be alive. And we were, so we were healthy. So everyone's point of view was, but you're both alive and healthy. So nothing should be wrong. And in my world, everything had gone wrong. I couldn't bond with her. Like I couldn't name her. Like I had picked something out, but nothing seemed to fit. And I was comparing everything to the birth of my first child. And I was using, after she was born, you know, I was a yoga teacher and I was at a meditation practice. I was meditating every day, doing everything, all the tools I thought I had, and nothing would change it. I was, had what you would call, I guess, postpartum depression. I'm a very happy person and I couldn't find that. And I couldn't find the connection with her. And I remember just holding her and crying and saying, I'm so sorry. I really thought I had ruined her.
Oh, wow.
Her start into the world.
This is a whole different show we can do. You're saying, I had two home births in my third child, Roisin. I had to go to the hospital during the middle of the birth. And I didn't have to have a C-section, but I did have a lot of the points of views. Like it was so different and so wrong. Wow. Okay. So go on with.
And that's one of the gifts. And so we'll talk about the access bars is it lets you let go of these points of view and all this judgment. And so as a mom, it's one of the most judgeable. I've never judged myself in an area more than being a mother and right. ever. And especially around there's so much about the birth that's supposed to be right. And so I was just stuck in that and I couldn't get out of it because I felt so wrong. And so I was looking for all these different things of how to change it and nothing really was. And, my daughter had she's 6 months old, we're breastfeeding. She had rashes all over. And so I thought, again, I must be doing something wrong. Ended up finding a woman to go to her for a colonic for something totally different because someone said, oh, that'll help her rashes. And so I walk into her office, right, thinking, going for that. And I see this little chart. It's a head chart of the access bars. And I was like, what is that? My whole body was like, what is that? And she replied with that, well, it's just this simple thing, kind of like we just said at the beginning, gets you out of the way of you. You could have a session, or I'm actually doing a class next week. And if you take a class, you actually learn how to give the bars. So you receive two sessions and you gift two sessions. And then she was a person who had trades a lot. So she's like, and then you can come get your bars run for free every week because we always meet and, you know, run bars. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to go to the class. And I remember looking up online Access Consciousness and seeing a video about the bars, a video with the two co-founders, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. And it seemed really weird. And I was like, I don't understand what this is. How do these two guys from California know anything about it? I just had all this. I was like, I don't know. But all I knew was my whole body wanted to go there. So we went and went in the bars class, you trade bars with people. That's how you learn. And so I ended up getting partnered with a college student who had also never run bars. And I laid on the table first. He ran my bars. You know, this is the first time I'm receiving, he's giving. You can't do it wrong. And it was about an hour session. And I got up off the table and I had this peace that I had definitely not had since the birth. I had a space of what felt like if I had meditated for 20 hours or something, although I never actually meditated for 20 hours. I remember looking in the, going to the bathroom and looking in the mirror and looking in my eyes. And I was so much more present and soft and me that I had ever really experienced. And, you know, the day went on, we learned something called the clearing statement, which is another tool in Access Consciousness. And I just thought, okay, I don't really understand this. I went home, read my whole manual, but I want to play with it. Like I'm a person, I used to be a biology teacher. I'm a science major, really analytical. So I was like, I'll try anything. And if it works, I'm in. So I played with it and I drove by the hospital where she was born. And at this point, 6 months after the birth, after endless meditation and tools and trying to work my way around it, I would drive by and either be in tears of just how upset I was or so much anger. And I drove by the hospital again, after having had my bars run, I think maybe a couple times at that point. And I played with the clearing statement and I was like, okay, all this emotion and all this stuckness and everything this brings up, I'm ready to let it all go. And ran the clearing statement a few times and literally all of the charge and the depression and the judgment and the wrongness was gone. And I just was amazed. And after that, I was like, whatever this is, I'm going to keep playing with this, and made a commitment to get my bars run every week. I found a woman that I traded with once a week. And then from there, everything changed.
I love that. And it's that everything is gone is, yeah, what Emily's talking about is actually it's gone. Like these things that make you want to cry or scream or hide, or you just don't want to go there by that hospital. It's literally gone. You have no charge on it. You can look at the hospital. You don't forget it. You don't forget the event.
Right.
It doesn't freak you out anymore. Just like, oh, that was an interesting event that I happened that used to bother me so much for years. And the kindness and other things that were around those events is all still there. The ugly, you can still know it was there, but it doesn't affect you. It's just a wow what the bars can do. So you just dove right in. Now we're about to go to a break here in about a minute. So I was going to share my story, but I think we'll do that when we come back from the break. How's that sound? And maybe we'll tell them this clearing statement you've mentioned a few times. I'm just going to say right now, because Emily, how she just ran the clearing statement after she had this, well, all the stuff that's brought up by this. It's right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, which I have said before on my show. And you can go to clearingstatement.com to get all the details, but we can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And this is Dr. Rice on Transformational Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Glenna Rice on Transformational Talk Radio with a questionable conversation show. And I'm here with my wonderful guest, Emily Russell, and we're talking about access bars. And in the previous segment, Emily shared her amazingly cool, fun story, amazingly transformative story that's run Transformational Talk Radio of getting her bars run for the first time. There's so many stories like that. I don't know. I can share mine a little bit. Mine isn't quite as transformative that way. I didn't have this huge charge on something, except that I wasn't a very happy person in a perfect life. I had kind of the perfect life. I'd married a doctor who wasn't a medical doctor, but he was. I had three beautiful children, lived in a beautiful part of the country, had started my own practice. As a physical therapist, but I just wasn't happy. I was kind of angry and frustrated a lot. And I'd asked a question at a different modality workshop. What would it take to not be so frustrated and angry with the kids? It was a lot, the three children and how busy I was and how little support I was getting at home. And that story just spun me all the time. It was always spinning. That no one's helping me. I'm doing all this stuff. I'm working my fingers to the bones for the kids, that story. And it's very interesting how the midwife who delivered my third daughter ended up having an ex-husband who was an access facilitator who just injured himself. So he came in for physical therapy, asked to trade. And I'm like, I never traded with anyone at the time. I was just like, no. And I caught myself saying, yeah, we could trade. And I go into a session and I did the session with him and he ran bars for probably 20 minutes, not a full bar session. A bar session is usually about an hour or longer. It could be up to 4 hours. And I walked out of the session with this like clarity. Like I could see everything when I walked outside so clearly. And there was, like you said, so much peace and space. And I'd never felt what peace and space was. It just was the yummiest, nicest feeling I'd ever had. It was like happiness, joy. I wouldn't have been able to describe it with those words because I wasn't clear on what it even was, but it was like, I don't know what that was, but I want more. Like, what was that? So yes, he had a bars class, which wasn't bars then. It was a foundation class. It was a 2-day class. You learn the bars in the foundation. I took the class and then every trade clearing night class, every time Gary came to the San Francisco Bay Area, I went to their classes. I just dived right in after that first one because of this amazing change that I had. And it's funny that I'd asked not to be angry and frustrated anymore. And I think within about 2 or 3 weeks, my husband moved out. So my marriage was over. And which is funny, I'm smiling about that because it's supposed to be kind of an upsetting event. But that anger, most of it was gone. I really wasn't the angry person at the marriage. I was picking up a lot of the energies of that. And one of the things that I noticed is strange, that is still like totally just, I used to watch the soap opera, All My Children, from like
the age of, I remember that one.
Yeah, 13. I was like in my almost 40 at this time. I'd watched it. I'd record it during the day, watch it when I was making the kids dinner. Not every day, but I watched it a lot.
Yeah.
I turned that on after this first weekend where I had learned the bars, where I did the bars trades in the foundation class. And I couldn't watch it. It was the strangest looking thing I'd ever heard. People sounded different. People looked different. It's like I stepped out of some other reality into some other space. And I couldn't, it was like, this is like for years I've been watching this thing and I can't even turn it on. It wasn't like I wasn't interested. It was just the strangest show I'd ever seen. People didn't sound it. It's like, what is this actually changing?
Yeah.
What does the bars change? It gets us out of these, it gets us out of this reality in a lot of ways.
Well, I love when you said that, because one of the things, I think there's a lot of stuff out there and you will always know what will contribute to you. Like you said, I just traded with this person. I've never done that before. And you got a bar session, how I ended up at a class. And there's lots of things out there and there's something that you know. So if we're talking about this and this is light and you've never had your bars run, go give it a try, because that really, it is so different for every person. But what I've seen is it is the one modality, practice, whatever, you know, there's not really a good word for it because it's just so different.
Yeah.
That takes you out of the box of this reality. There's lots of stuff that you can improve and have a pretty happy, functional, better than functional. Like, you know, and what I've seen with BARS and the tools of access consciousness, the clearing statement you mentioned, it goes, okay, here's the box you were living in, and it takes you completely outside of it. And for some people, it can be so uncomfortable or strange. Like I had someone who just got their BARS run, and she said, my mind was actually so clear, and I had so much space because there wasn't the monkey mind of thoughts, that she said it was uncomfortable because I've never actually had that space, and I didn't know what to do with it. And I was like, cool. Okay. How does it get any better than that? What can we play with there? Because we are taught and grow up in and receive so much information and thoughts in our head that we don't actually ever have space between those. And when you do, what I've found, if you don't go to the what's wrong, with this, it's now you have all this space to actually create something different in your life. And then that's up to you, what you want to choose and create with that space. But what it gives you is that space. And it looks different for everybody. That's why you can't say, oh, you'll get a BARS session and you'll get this, this, and this. Or you need 10 sessions until you are complete. And then there's none of that. It is, you will know, follow the energy. There's not a prescribed number or length or a result that you get. It creates space and gets the stuff out of the way, and then you get to create whatever you would like.
That can be overwhelming for people. It's like, what? Create everything I'd like with space? We're supposed to be doing this with all these thoughts and thinking and figuring it out. And when you realize that's actually not the way, that's actually not the greatest way to create, is with your thoughts and thinking and figuring it out. Actually creating from questions and choices and possibilities, which you talk about in Access, is actually how we create beyond this reality massively. Like I know my life has massively improved, increased, gotten greater since I found this work. Relationships, financially, my relationship with my children, my joy and happiness in my life. Can you speak to a little bit about that? Because I know, yes, you got a degree in biology, which is really cool, and was a biology teacher and mother. And now what is your life like?
So different. And that's, I talk to people, I'm like, I feel like now looking back that I was like ahead on legs, like before the BARS. I mean, I was very analytical, like I have science background. And so I definitely thought I had to think through everything, figured out if I was making a choice, line up all the good things and the bad things, and then sit there until I could figure out what would create, what I wanted to choose. And so, after I got my BARS run a little bit, like I said, I had two little kids. I was, teaching a bit of yoga on a little, on the side, but kind of stay at home mom. And then with my yoga practice, I realized, I probably should learn something about social media for my own practice. So I took a little social media course online and then happened to be on Facebook a few days later. And an Access Consciousness facilitator had made a post about, hey, does anyone know anything about social media? And I replied, I do. I just took a course.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
And I talked to this woman and we got on Skype for a second. She said, okay, this seems, really fun. And you want to play with my social media accounts. And so I started playing with stuff. I've never had any training in that, and from there, like fast forward, I got hired by a bunch of different Access Consciousness facilitators to do that. And then Access Consciousness, the company, hired me to do social media. And the brilliance with doing business creation, everything beyond what's normal here, like, oh, you have a degree in this, so we will hire you for this. Access Consciousness functions from the question, and hey, what else do you know? And what would be fun for you? And so I started doing a lot of other things with Access and writing and creating blogs and then eventually working with the BARS. And that was about 2 years ago. And about 2 years ago, there were around 3,000 BARS facilitators around the world. And now a BARS facilitator is someone who can teach the class and run sessions. There's also BARS practitioners, which can give sessions, which you become after you take a class. Right. And now in 2 years, we're almost we're at over 8,000. So it's almost.
Say the numbers again. How many were there when you started?
Like a little around 3,000, a little less. Then we just saw this. Yeah. And now it went, if you look at the graph, it's like here, it's kind of growing. And then 2 years, it looks like this. And it's almost tripled in 2 years. And there in just last year, 78,000 people took a bars class. I'm not sure of the total numbers. Now it's way over. I know like a while ago I was saying it was close to 200,000 that took the bars. I think now it's definitely over that. Just last year was almost 80,000. So it's growing. And the reason, I mean, when I look at that, I'm like, because it's this, there's, it's just this change that when you get it, you're like, I'll have more of that. Where can I find that? What does that create?
Yeah, it absolutely is that. We both have stories like that, definitely.
Yeah.
Once you get it, it's like, yeah, more, please, more. And yeah. That's like, when I was starting, there wasn't even a bars class or such a thing as a bars facilitator. So in 10 years, it's gone from no facilitators to that many on the planet. And we're talking about the planet. We're not just talking about the US of A, where Emily and I live. We're in how many countries? I think you said it, but.
Bars facilitators are 100 countries. And then on our like database, people that are 172, like almost every country on the planet.
I didn't even know there's 172 countries. I was good at geography back in the day, and I don't think I can name 100. So. Oh, wow. So you can become a bars practitioner. This is the other really cool thing. The bars is not difficult to learn. It's not tricky to learn this in the class. You have 32 points, but you have a great manual that shows you the points, and you can't really do it wrong or right. So you get to actually learn a little bit about following the energy of where your fingers would go on a head, which I love showing people that. I love working with bodies and showing that. So it's not a tricky thing. Kids can do it. Your kids do it.
They love it. It's so easy for kids. Yes.
Yes. And my children do too. Their teenage years were a little bit lacking, but it's coming back with my son, which is exciting. He's now 24. So when we come back from a break, we're about to go to another break. Maybe we can talk about how you become a bars.
Yeah, let's do that.
Facilitator, how you can be a practitioner, and some really upcoming cool classes that Access is offering for the very first time ever. A training in this. So we will return in a few minutes. And thank you so much. This is Dr. Glenna Rice with my guest, Emily Russell with accessconsciousness.com. And if you want to find me, it's accessconsciousness.com/Dr. Glenna Rice. Right now is the easiest way to find me, and a new website coming soon, drglennarice.com.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hi, Dr. Glenna Rice here. Questionable Conversations on Transformational Talk Radio with my special guest, Emily Russell, talking about Access Bars. She is the worldwide coordinator, organizational lady, PR person, extraordinaire, and way beyond PR, for Access Bars. And we've been talking about what they are, what they do. And just before we went to break, you were talking about people being a practitioner and how many we have all over the world that are teaching this wonderful modality or that you can get sessions from. Really, all you need to do is go to the accessconsciousness.com/bars website, and you can find practitioners anywhere. There's the search engine there. You can put in the city or the town you live in, and you will find all the people in your area and where classes are offered if you want to go to one. So how does one become, Emily, a bars practitioner?
It's really easy. Like you were saying, you go to a class, and if you have no intention, when I took that class, I didn't take it because I thought I was going to give sessions or teach classes. I took it because I wanted to get a bar session and see what it was like. And of course, after that class, I did start, you know, running bars for my family and friends and kids, and then saw them have these amazing changes. And so I was like, whoa, this isn't just me. This is something really different. But you don't have to do that after a class. So like Glenna was saying, if you go to the microsite website, accessconsciousness.com/bars, there's lots of videos too of lots of people's stories, what's changed for them, what a class is like. But you take the class, and one of my favorite things during, there's a little like 30-minute video we show with the founders of Access that show them running the bars to get the energy before you start doing the sessions. And one of the things they say in there that I was so grateful for was, you can't get this wrong. And will you just allow yourself to give like 10, 20 sessions before you judge you that you can't do it? Mm-hmm. And that they both said like, hey, I couldn't feel body heat. Like when I first started, I didn't know what energy was because I walked into a class really thinking that. And so to hear that I didn't have to be an energy worker. I would go to other people for great body work and energy work, but I never considered that I had any capacity in that area. So that's why you don't have to have that going into this class, you know, and it's one day. You don't have to know anything. You can think you know nothing about energy, and you can still run bars and have it be phenomenal and amazing. And you probably will find out, you know, a lot more than you think you know about bodies, about energy, because it's just natural. It's like this natural way our bodies function. And then there's just this, you know, I look at, you know, when you, before you eat, if you have a certain diet and you don't feel so great, but you don't know you don't feel so great because that's just what you're eating or doing in your life. And then you change, and then you think, oh my God, I can't believe I felt so bad, but I didn't even know I felt bad. It's kind of like that with bars. Before you get your bars run, you might be stressed. You might be aware you're stressed or have anxiety, and or you might just kind of be like going through life, like you were talking about, like not super happy, but, and then you have your bars run, and it's that after you're like, wow, I didn't even realize how stressed and hard things were, because it doesn't have to be that way. Yeah. And the more you get your bars run, every session is different. You will learn in the class. There's this really cool, one of the points at the end is called restructuring of bodies, which is about, hey, everything we let go and change in the session, you don't have to go back there again. It's gone. Like you said, it's just gone. So the next session you get is totally different. So there are bars, like we said, over 8,000 bars facilitators in over 100 countries. So they are everywhere. So you can find a class, look for someone in your area. If there's not a class posted, you know, you can message them and say, hey, I want a session or a class, and just give it a try. There's traits where you can gift and receive. And if you haven't learned the bars, sometimes you can go to those and receive.
Yes.
Yeah. And we do have, one of the things we do once a year at Access Consciousness is called Global Access Bars Day, which is a day where we kind of celebrate running bars. And it's January 7th this year. And we actually are kind of kicking it off on the night of the 6th in Houston, because that's the 7th in Australia. So you would think globally. Right. And it's 24 hours where we live stream all this footage. We're going to have, you know, Skype people in from all around the globe with their stories of change, talk more about the bars, what they are, show some past awesome classes with Access with some of the different tools, have different people. So it's 24 hours of, you can pop in or out, it's free. You can come live in Houston. You can join. You can also search online. If you go to globalaccessbarsday.com, there's a whole page that explains about the day. And you can find actually other people that have events where you get together, run bars, and watch it. So you can find.
Yeah, we did San Francisco last year. It was fabulous. They had a whole day with the stuff being filmed. People came in that had never had the bars and had their bars run and got to receive the bars for the first time. Or if you were like me and just any chance you can get to have your bars run because there's no one at home that will do it.
Yeah.
You can go to one of these days if there's one in your local town, city, and have get your bars run and see all this amazing stuff. This footage from different conversations, talk shows. There's so many things you guys put out. I'm just excited to see what you do this year. Now, Emily, you were talking about how every session is different. And yeah. One of the things that still just strikes me is so amazing with the bars, just surprises me every time, is every session I get, and I've had sessions weekly, monthly, sometimes 3 or 4 days in a row for years now, every session is totally different. It never feels the same. It always is fabulous, and there's always this peaceful stuff. There could sometimes be a little agitation during different points, but every point they run is different. I've been a body worker for a long time and learned lots of different modalities, and there's truly nothing like this. I mean, you put your hands on the first points, and there's this energy you feel. There's a peace you may feel. But you feel your body has a feeling and a sensation, and there's this your brain is different. The way you think can be different. And then they'll move to another point and it'll be totally out. It'll be out. It'll be just like doing this like bar snore. It's like.
Yeah, that's it.
and then another point, then you're just like chatting away with the person, totally gigging, laughing, talking about things. And they change to another point. So during this hour, it's like there's so much more going on than we have any awareness of. And well, we have awareness of it. We can't to talk about how many different things, and that's been different for each one. So this is one of the most potent modalities that I've experienced, and I've experienced a lot, and I've, you know, and it still continues to be that after years. It's not like you get your bars a couple times. It's like, been there, done that. It's like, no, every time I've been there, done that. And then I do it again.
Yeah. And it's different.
Yep. Totally different. And talk about your analytical history. I have one too, a zoology major, physical therapist, got my doctorate in it. So many years of school, many years of studying research papers, writing stuff about research papers. Yeah. One of the fun things for me, because of my analytical mind, is that we have research on the bars now. We actually have published research on the bars, which is exciting for me. I mean, it worked before the research, which I would love with research. It's like research doesn't prove anything. It just is really great information to add to the conversation from my point of view, because the bars worked for so many years before the research was done, and it hasn't changed how it works since the research. But we have some stuff to talk about that can help other analytical minds out there. Would you like to, because there's a couple of us.
There are.
Yeah. What
and
would you
like? It's nice to just have that. So we had Dr. Terry Hope did a study that just got published this year? Yeah, earlier this year. Nice. And on the effects of access bars on anxiety and depression. And what's amazing is the results, and we have all, you can find, you know, they're public. We can pop up the link of the actual article, and there's a nice summary of it. But the decrease, this was after one bar session, and people had reported like the change was almost 80% difference in depression. I'm not going to get the numbers exactly right. Maybe.
I have it actually here, so you can keep it.
Okay, great.
I think it was
7%.
Yeah, 82%. Decrease 82.7% average decrease in depression symptoms and 84 in anxiety symptoms. And this is a very small group of participants in the study. It was a preliminary study, and there's more going on from what I'm hearing, and I'm excited about it. But yeah, that is it, and it was significant with this small group of people.
Right. That's the thing. It's a pilot study. It's a small group, but they look at all that when you'd run, if you understand numbers and statistical analysis and significant difference of that, that's actually, it's a published study. It had to go up through peer review, and people said, yeah, this is actually scientific research of this. These numbers are correct. And it's the beginning of, okay, now what else is possible? And actually during that Global Access Bars Day we're talking about, Dr. Terry Hope has been working on a new, a data collection for a new study where all these practitioners around the world can give a patient, you know, coming in for a bar session. Let's use that because we're talking about research. They can fill out a little questionnaire before they start their bar session. They get their bars run and they fill out the questionnaire too. And it submits into a big database. Yep. And so we're going to be using some of those numbers for our more casual like research conversations, but Dr. Terry Hope is going to use, and hopefully we have a huge sample size to work with so that we can start getting more numbers of how this affects not only anxiety and depression, but we're adding in stress and pain and see how that changes things. Yeah.
That's really exciting for me. Cause in my area of work, that is what people come to see me for. And just if the information to give, if you are a medical practitioner, to give this information to a doctor that's referring and stuff like that, that's really exciting. So her article is in the Journal of Energy Psychology. If you want to look it up, it's Dr. Terry Hope, PhD. So I'm sure you can search it that way and we can get some more information and pop up about that.
Great.
For everyone that's listening. Yeah, and what was exciting for me is that it was both this, what they call trait anxiety and state anxiety. So one is like, oh yeah, they're coming in for the session. They might've been nervous. They're less anxious after. That would be the state that you're in, the state anxiety. But trait is the questions before and after these standardized questionnaires that she used is what you are. I mean, it's how the way the questions are worded is seeing how you actually are functioning all the time. So your anxiety level normally, it's not just from the session, and it decreased in all of those. I think suicidal ideation went down. The number of things that decreased with the 1 hour bar session was phenomenal. And we've seen this so many times, but it's really fun, I think, to see it on paper and have it shown with a lot of different people and have it this significant, so people can talk about it. Because I've been using the bars in my practice for years. And maybe when we come back from break, we're going to go to break, I can talk a little bit about that. And you can talk about the new training that's coming up. Okay, cool.
Okay, great. Thank you.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. you'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Glenna Rice at Transformational Talk Radio. This is Questionable Conversations. We're talking about the bars with Emily Russell. And we have had a fabulous conversation in the last couple segments. And we have a bit more time to talk about some upcoming events that are happening. And how would you be someone that could actually teach the bars? We talk about being a practitioner. You can take a class and you can start doing the bars with anyone and charge for that if you wanted to and be a practitioner. But if you wanted to teach classes, how easy is that?
It's really easy. Like you had said, if you take three different bars classes, and those can be at any time. And after you take one class, any other class you ever take is half price, no matter if it's like 10 years later. So once you take three bars classes with three different facilitators, you then apply, you know, to be a BF, and so it's a short term for bars facilitator, and then you can facilitate classes, and it's your own business. Like you create classes, you know, everything you bring in is yours. It's, you get to go off in the world, and we provide. And part of what I do in working with the 8,000 bars facilitators is helping them grow their businesses. So giving you guys resources, you know, materials, ideas, global promotions, and campaigns around the world to get it out there. And we have a really, so for the first time ever, the co-founders of Access, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, are doing a class on basically growing your bars business. It's called the Bars Facilitator Training. And that's kind of a sneaky name because you don't actually have to be a bars facilitator. You can be. But if you've even had two bars classes, you can come to this class. And it's, they really got it was time to do it because those numbers we were saying, you know, you have bars growing and it's been growing. And then there's been this explosion in the last couple years. And, you know, there's been, we've got lots of actually TV placements in the last year about bars. During Suicide Awareness Week, we, Dr. Dane was on several different TV shows out in San Francisco, LA, all over Australia. There's this new awareness in the world of, hey, there's so much of this stress, depression, unhappiness, suicide, anxiety, like there's got to be something different. And so people are really willing to hear something different right now. So Access Bars is getting out there in a way. And so the founders really wanted to do a class about, okay, what can we contribute to you and your business? However that looks, do you want to be taking it into hospitals? There's been lots of people taking it into veterans, PTSD clinics, orphanages, schools. So it's where else can this be? Spas, hotels, like it's just been everywhere. And so this is about giving you tools and ideas for, you know, where would you like to take consciousness in the world and spread the bars and create whatever change you're looking at. So that's January 4th through 6th. So it's coming up really quickly. It's in Houston, but it's also live streamed. So you can watch from wherever you are in the world and, you know, be in our chat and ask questions live. We Skype you in. So it's kind of like you're in the room, even if you're not, and it's going to be streamed in all these different languages so you can join. And then literally class ends on the 6th and we kick off Global Bars Day for 24 hours. So
I'm so excited. I still haven't, I'm not sure if I'm doing it live or online.
Yeah.
I'm still choosing.
And if you guys are interested, you can go to accessconsciousness.com and you could go to Gary or Dane's schedule or just go to /BF training and it'll pull up particularly that class.
Right? Maybe information about that. Yeah. So you talked about doing bars in schools and with kids. And I know I mentioned I've done it with my children. It's a great thing with kids, the anxiety before tests. I remember my oldest daughter was second grade, I think, and she was really having difficulty with reading, and dyslexia was about to be diagnosed, whatever that is. She doesn't have any of that now, thanks to many of these tools, and probably the bars I would add in is one of the things that helped her with that. And she was really scared to go into this test. And we were sitting in the car outside in the parking lot, and she was starting to tear up. And she wouldn't speak a lot about what was going on with her back in those days. She was just getting really quieter and quieter, and her eyes were tearing up. And it was, she just was terrified to do this test. She did not want to go in. and take this, I believe it was a spelling test. And I remember getting in the backseat of the car with her and running her bars for like 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes at that. We were a little late to class before the test. And she just sat up and was like, oh, okay. And she got out of the car and ran, no tears, no sadness, nothing, and took the test. I can't remember how she did because it was many, many years ago. But the fear was gone, that anxiety, that stress that is so not fun for us to see in our children over testing and things like that was gone. So this is one thing if you're a mother or father that has kids that are in school or in college, getting their bars run before exams and before big homework projects can really ease everything for them around those subjects. But you have some other stories. There were some, I know it's school districts. I know there's some amazing stuff going on in India where they've had hundreds, it looks like, kids had their bars run. Yeah, so what else could you share?
It's everywhere. And, you know, I actually had an amazing teenager come in a few years ago to my practice, and his mom brought him in, and he had just broken his neck. He was 16 and broken his neck and told his mom, hey, I really wish I would have died during the surgery. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. And she said, you know, he's actually been telling me that since he was 3 years old. He's always said, I don't belong here. I don't want to be here. And after that neck surgery, really said, I wish I would have died. And he had, was not going to public school anymore because he couldn't function in school. So she was homeschooling him. And I ran his bars, and he said, hey, can I come back and see you tomorrow? And so he came a couple times that week. And after a few times of running his bars, he came in and I said, so how's it going? Like, what's up with you? And he said, oh, you mean how I didn't want to be here anymore and kill myself? Yeah, that's gone. I said, okay. And it was just it had gone out of his world. And he had been dealing with that since he was, you know, a toddler. And I,
wow.
Yeah.
That's just, well, I used this, I worked in a drug rehab, kind of celebrity drug rehab, because it was fairly high end people that were coming in there, and for quite a few years. And I worked with the chronic pain patients who were addicted to opioids. And I did a lot of the body work, physical therapy work on whatever the injuries or pain was that it was creating their dependency, though they're very intertwined. The dependency creates the pain too, because if you don't have the pain, you don't get the drugs, and all of that to unwind it all is quite complicated and can be actually quite easier than we know. But I would give the bars at least a shortened session, because I only had like an hour or a little over an hour time slot, to every person that came in and saw me for every session. They at least ended their session with bars. And so many of them would ask for that. Are you going to do the thing on my head? Whatever those points are. Sometimes I would talk about what it was. There's actually some people that I thought that are actually bars facilitators now that I saw there that are obviously functioning well in the world and have a business and doing many wonderful things. The ease during the terrible rehab time when they were getting off the drugs or their bodies could be in so much pain from detoxing, they would leave the sessions not having any of that. Like, it would be gone. Yeah. And a lot of the peace showed up during the time, during that 10, 15 minutes at the end of the session when they had bars points. Sometimes I'd get longer depending on how, if they came in really, really anxious, upset, freaked out about the changes that were going on in their body, they would get a host session. That's what they would get. So this is something you can use as a practitioner of so many different things. And I've been using it in my practice for years with incredible success. So many stories. We'll have to do a part two.
I know. And that really is, like you said, you can use it in so many areas. So you had a physical therapy practice. People are taking it into schools. You can literally just run your kids' bars it's just a tool. If you paid me $1 million, I wouldn't give it back for a second. I mean, there's no way I could imagine functioning without it, being a parent without it. And the change that I've seen it create in other people's lives, I would never, it's just one of those things that it's another thing to add to whatever you'd like to change in your life. And there's so, and it just keeps always getting greater, and there's so much more. So if you've had your bars run, if you've never had them run, it's like, it's always changing. There's always more. There's always different people available. There's more classes. These couple things coming up, Global Bars Day and the BF training class with the founders of Access, are just, you know, the next things up. And there's so much more.
It's pulling differently. I've been getting more messages random from people that want to know if I have a class coming up, if I know someone in the Bay Area that does bars, more than I probably have seen for years. So something's really, really changing in the air. I know. I'm so excited about that. So we're just about to end. Would you like to give out, it's accessconsciousness.com/bars or BF training. And to find me, it's the same thing, /Dr. Glenna Rice. Emily, you have a website, Emily Russell, Evans Russell.
EmilyEvansRussell.com or accessconsciousness.com/EmilyRussell. Yeah. So it's all there
to find us. So anything you'd like to add at the end here for the listeners about the bars or any?
Well, you know, if you find someone near you, like message them, ask, reach out, ask a question. You can always email bars@accessconsciousness.com too, if you want to reach our kind of team of people that can answer anything, and just play on that website and find the person near you and find there's so much more available. So
we have a little PR thing. It's like, get your bars done, right? Hashtag
get your
bars run.
So hashtag get your bars run.
Hashtag get your bars run.
Yeah.
Okay, so fun talking to you. Thank you so much for being my guest, Emily. And maybe we'll have to do this again sometime.
I would love to. Thank you, Lena.
Thank you for listening to Questionable Conversations Radio with Dr. Glenna Rice. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Dr. Glenna explores different parenting methods, examines healthier lifestyles, and explores what else is possible to guide you toward a successful career. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit GlennaRice.com. That's GlennaRice.com. See you next time.